Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have a good time here from the text line here. Ronald said he about to be sad dog 816 on Monday.
Yeah,
love it. I know you got to tell yourself to believe that, and as you should.
Mahomes about to be 6-1 in this divisional round.
There you go. Got any more out there, Tyler? There we go.
Mahomes about to throw his first pick ever in the divisional round two, son.
Ever, baby. There it is.
Might even throw two of them, son.
Hey, why not two, man? How about three? Why not four?
Let's get a sack fumble. How about
sack
that?
Fumble.
Add that
what
in
else?
There, man. Let's
there we
get
go.
One.
There
pressure,
we go.
Pressure bust pipes now.
There it is. There it is. Yes, we can all dream in here today, and you can dream out here. And Buffalo Wild Wings, come on out and hang out with us. As we said, we'll be here until 6 o'clock to have a good time. All right, some news here, and I'm not going to just say it's bad news with at least, you know, one of them. We don't know. It's not good news, Clint and Tyler, and it is something that we definitely are going to keep an eye on, and it is something that that you certainly don't want to be the case right now if you are pulling for the Houston Texans. And that is, and we'll get the official injury report a little bit when it comes out, but fellas, Joe Mixon, who... Right, Tyler. He just popped up on the injury report yesterday, didn't he?
Yeah, just out of nowhere.
He was not even on it on Monday. Full go, but he was limited yesterday with an ankle issue, so that popped up, which leads you to believe it is a recent thing. And then again today, reports, Clint, is that he did not practice at all today. And this will, this will be the last practice that they have here. They'll head to Kansas City, but he did not practice today. And then, Clint, also Robert Woods did not practice. And this is a little bit more serious because Robert Woods has not practiced with the hip issue all week now. And I don't know who's going to return kicks and return punts for this team. Maybe John Metchie. That's the only other person over the years that I have seen return punts. And I'll be honest, we've sat there next to each other with John Metchie. There was a bit of an issue that he doesn't catch the ball immediately, a bit of a bobble issue we saw a lot. But those are two things that we have in front of us here on a Thursday before the game coming up on Saturday. Clint, I would be shocked if Joe Mixon doesn't find his way into this game, but something's up. Something's up, Clint, and that's the big one because they just can't afford to be without Joe Mixon.
Yeah, the bad thing with Joe Mixon, the obvious of him needing, like, I don't think all year long that they've necessarily needed Joe Mixon to win a game. I think there's always a chance of CJ and Nico and Tank and Diggs and all these boys going off. But this is a game where they absolutely need Joe Mixon. And the reality of it is, when you talk about the Texans' run game, a lot of it has been Joe Mixon making something out of nothing. Now, last week was really good, not disrespecting or minimizing anything that happened last week, but the reality of it is, over a 17-game span, if you look at it, a lot of it has been Joe Mixon bouncing an inside run outside, cutting an outside run back across the field, and making hay. He does a lot of it on his own. So, you know, him being out or potentially being out, him missing practice with what is being reported as an ankle issue is definitely a concern. One, we've already had the ankle issue this year, and it kept him out several games. And two, this is just a game where, man, you can't afford to not have that fella.
I think, Clint, I refuse to believe he's not playing in this game.
Like
Joe Mixon has to. I mean, he would have to. Now, he has missed games because of the ankle this year. I did, but it wasn't a divisional round in Kansas City. I think he'd take shots. I think he'd do whatever it has to take to get onto the field. But, Clint, there is a sign that he may not be completely right, though. Right? And even a little bit more than just the, hey, everybody's got injuries right now. Like, you need Joe Mixon and Nico Collins to be good. If he is hampered at all, if the cutback is not to what he usually is able to do with the speed or whatever, him not being all the way right, I don't know what percentage he's going to be when he plays, but this is just a sign that at the very least that he's not going to be 100% in this game and going to be hampered with an ankle. So I think that's also, even though I believe he'll play, I'll be shocked off my ass. Sorry, Mom. But I'll be shocked off my ass if he doesn't play. But him not being 100%, that is something to watch for.
It's a problem. You need all hands on deck. There's no doubt about it this week. And Joe is one of the biggest hands out there, if you will. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Yeah. All right. And the other part, Robert Woods. That one. I never ever thought, Tyler and Clint, in my life that, hey man, we're in the second round of the playoffs, going to Kansas City, the number one seed, the defending champs, and it's a big deal to report Robert Woods hasn't practiced all week.
Yep.
Now, I also didn't think that would mean that Stephon Diggs was injured and out for the year. Tank Dell was injured and out for the year, and now Deontay Johnson, who you made a trade for, is gone after two games. This becomes a big deal, and as you said before, anybody that we've ever seen go back to catch punts is off the team or injured, yep. Right? Tank, Steve Sims is in Baltimore. Hell, Deontay Johnson, he caught punts. Yeah. He caught punts against Tennessee back there.
Dez King is gone. Diggs was catching punts at one point in time. Mechie was one that did, but it was a rough look.
In practice, like some people are texting in, what about Damian Pierce to do that? I don't know if that's the first time you want him to do that in game.
Yeah, Damian does some good things in the kickoff, but there's just something about DP. His build, his mentality, kind of the way he's wired, it, he just doesn't strike me as an old fella that you want camping underneath the punt with guys bearing down on him. Like, I need him focused on catching the ball, not worrying about whether he needs to make a fair catch or not. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
yeah, I think it's going to be Xavier Hutchinson back there fair catching these pieces.
I think it's going to be Hutch, or you keep an eye on, and we need to look this up, T, but it just came to my mind. I believe they signed the Erickson kid back.
Oh, do they? Okay.
And as thin as this wide receiver crew is,
he's definitely done that.
I don't remember where he went this year. He went somewhere and got some run with the team. I don't remember if it's one that's running the same offense or not.
Yeah, Texans have signed Erickson to the practice squad.
I wonder if they elevate him simply for punt return. And with Joe Mixon injury, you might want to elevate him for kick return as well.
Real time, and it's Tyler, when did he sign?
So he took the spot of Jared Wayne when they elevated him to take the place of Deontay Johnson.
I just – to get a guy that is a punt returner,
Wednesday.
Like, I mean, that's what he's done, that may be a sign of what's up with Robert Woods.
Well, I mean, there really is something there, guys, too. I mean, you're just talking about a play that can flip a game upside down in a hurry if you don't have a guy that you trust enough to just go back there and fair catch a damn punt.